of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, it's your favorite show of the month. Welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Kremins, and Carl Bott.
No call yet, but we're waiting.
He's off on a special assignment in a black helicopter somewhere circling some faraway country giving orders. You know, it's his best. It's what he does best.
And you can bet he'll have a great report.
Oh, yeah, he'll have a great report, of course. You know, first one's always suspect. That's what we said. So, good evening. Again, Ted Leidy and Perry Kremins here. It's our monthly radio show. I just walked in, still got my jacket on and everything else from the gun range. And, Perry, you look dressed nice and casual today. What have you been doing?
Working, darn it, working. I would have loved to have been at the gun range with you. And not being not at the gun range with you, it's it doesn't keep you away, I know, Ted. And it's nice to hear it with all the you know, hoopla going on in California that the gun range is still going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm here to tell you that gun range has never been busier. It's just nuts. It's just like anything else we do. You know, if they tell you you can't have ice cream, my buddy Mike Dill down at 32 Below, he's going to be killing it, right? Because we can't have ice cream anymore. So, you know, and they try to, and they're always trying to limit and you know, ration and make money off of us and everything like that. So, you know, the more they take away, the more people want. And we happen to live in a county where you've got a detailed knowledge of firearms, safe and responsible firearms use in the community. So at the end of the day, you're not going to bother these guys in Shasta County.
No,
I mean, come on.
No. And kudos to your team as far as not just Shasta County, but going down south and still educating and teaching people that, hey, it doesn't matter if you're in California, you still can have a CCW. You can still get firearms training.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've been teaching this 8-hour renewal. That's what we did all day. Seth and Craig taught renewal all day. And the 8-hour format sounds horrible, but I'm here to tell you right now, it's not that bad. I mean, our students actually liked it today. I mean, they had a good time because they get a solid range session, right? They get 4 hours on a gun range with an instructor who knows what he's talking about, teaching them how to shoot. And that's always nice. And then they come to the classroom. They get a 4-hour briefing, including, you know, everyone's favorite, mental health. Like I'm, you know, qualified to teach mental health.
So. That's what you have, Seth.
Everybody laughs about that. They're like, Ted, do you have another instructor for that mental health gig? Because I'm not really sure. Like, you guys will be fine. Yeah, I know how to do this. Yeah. I got this down. We got a great curriculum out of Los Angeles County. The LA County Sheriff shared a mental health curriculum with us, and it's pretty good. You know, it's pretty solid. So we did that for an hour, and we go over law for an hour. And by the time that happens, it's time to take the written test. We take the written test. That takes us about an hour. We grade it. By that time, it's either lunch or time to go home, right? Then at after 4 hours, we rotate. The group that's in the classroom goes to the gun range. The group that's on the gun range comes to the classroom, and it really goes by pretty quick. So it's a fun day. It's very, you know, you've taught before, so it's tiring, but
yeah.
Worth it. Worth it to me because we're cementing our legacy.
Well, and it's who you're hanging out with. You know, you guys are good guys to hang around with. I mean, actually, heck, I don't know. When I go to one of your classes, I really don't want to leave.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is fun because it's more like hanging out with friends while you're learning. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just basically all I'm doing is sharing the knowledge that I've learned throughout the past 2 years. You already know most of it. But what I learned in the past 2 years based on, you know, a law or case law or whatever it is, I'm sharing it with you so that you can make a better decision while you're carrying that firearm, amongst your fellow residents of Shasta County. I mean, really, that's what we do. At the end of the day, that's what we do. We're no better or worse than anyone else. We just have a detailed knowledge of how to do this, storage, transportation, transfer, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then your crew just keeps up on everything current. I mean, if there's something that the state of California thinks you need to know, you're teaching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got it. We got it pretty much lined out. We can't know everything, but we pretty much know just about everything. Because at the end of the day, it's our name that goes on that certificate. So, you know, if anything happens with a firearm, I guarantee you we're going to get called. And we're gonna be questioned about the curriculum, you know, about all the ins and outs of what we teach. And so we take it pretty darn seriously. There's no half-stepping in our company.
And you know, it's kind of crazy the way California tries to take that away from you and make it so difficult. But you see it all the time in your teaching that every time they throw something new at you, it takes just a moment to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
And then here comes the rush again, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like my good buddy Brian Ream says, they type faster than they think in Sacramento. And so we just sit there and we're like, oh, okay, that's what they're saying. Huh? We got this. We'll figure this one out. Yeah. So, you know, on the, of course, on the 8th of December, they decredentialed us, but Seth and I were lucky enough to get down to that police academy down at Riverside and get our post credentials so that we can still teach CCW and CCW renewal here. But, you know, since then we've gone to a meeting with the sheriff. And we started with 42 instructors. We got 7 left that can teach it. Yeah, so you know your options are whittled down a little bit, but we're still doing it. And I know the other 6 guys. Well, Seth and I are 2 of them. So the other 5, I'm sure they're doing it just like they were doing it before and doing a good job at it. So,
yeah.
You know, I think to myself sometimes, damn, California. They're going to run me out of here. And then I talked to you, Perry, and I'm like, and we had our talk yesterday and we're like, no, you're not, Ted. You're going to stay here and fight because that's what you do. I'm like, oh, I know it.
Yeah.
Dang, it's tough sometimes.
Hey, we're in Shasta County. We are not quitters here.
No quitters here. And really, we're, like I always say, it's the best county in California.
Oh, why, that's why that's why we have a bullseye on us, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the best county in California.
Yeah.
No question. Our politics are good.
Yeah.
Our leaders are good, you know, everything is fantastic. We just have to deal with some of the stuff that comes up from down south. And I got to tell you, though, they're starting to get a little stressed out down there being, you know, $68 billion in the hole. That's a big deal. That's billion with a B.
And moving.
Yeah, that's real money right there. That's real money right there.
Yeah. And what are they doing? They're trying to throw more taxes at us, take more dollars for those that are working and actually doing well. And those are the, you know... No one will admit that the people that are leaving California are the people that were paying the bills before.
Oh, yeah. Of course. They weren't worried about it before because, you know, they had an unlimited supply of tax base. But now that stuff is starting to diminish on them. But let me change gears real quick and give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters out there keeping us safe.
Absolutely. It is weird right now. And
unnoticed. There's a lot less riffraff around here. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Something's happening. I don't know what it is. I'm not part of the strategy.
Hey, I don't want to say it's because the river's at 35,000 CFS, but if that's what it takes.
Yeah, true. True, you know. Go down there and get your bath.
Yeah, by the time
you don't drop the soap.
Yeah, you'll be clean by the time you get to Woodson Bridge.
Yeah, don't drop the soap, man, because you're going. That's a lot. I'll tell you something, man. That's a lot of cubic feet. I mean, that riverfront property that's so nice, and I love some of these riverfront homes, but you know they lose some of their property every time that thing comes up. I mean, they get flooded out.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, there's just a lot going on. I was driving home last night, like I always do on Wednesday night from Big League Dreams, and I was just coming around.
Oh, from that hockey game where you're the goalie?
Yeah, no, I was the goalie last night. I was just playing defense for Seth Stout's championship team. But I was pulling on to off of 44, you know how you go right in front of the old Costco and all that. And I was thought to myself, I saw some dude cross the street in front of me, and it was dark, right?
The highway, right?
Yeah. No, not the highway. That road, that Friendly.
Oh, gotcha.
You know where Friendly
is,
right? So I'm driving down Friendly towards the theater off of 44. And I saw some dude crossing the street in front of me quite a ways up with a dog, you know, pushing a baby stroller. No baby, of course. All in black. And I thought to myself, you know what? It just occurred to me that I am seeing a lot less of that lately. I don't know where they're going. Maybe the weather's bad. I don't know where they're going. But I'll tell you this. Somebody will complain to me about an encampment underneath a bridge or something like that, especially the one that sometimes pops up right there on Hilltop, right before Sportsman's Warehouse right there. And I'll be darned if I don't see a policeman, you know, an officer standing there doing something. I don't know what he's doing. And then they go away.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a fan of whatever they got going on. I'm glad there's a strategy for it. I appreciate it. And really all the other stuff that they have to do, like, you know, save people's lives in home and domestic violence issues and respond to traffic accidents and all the crazy stuff that cops have to do every single day anyway, then they got to deal with that. So all the extra manpower that took and all that, I really appreciate it. I just want to give you guys a shout out. Perry, it's time for our first break.
Nice. It's just about
did that
time.
Go by quick?
It went by really quick. That's what happens when you're having fun.
I'm glad I'm here with you at Man Up. We'll be right back. I'm the man.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'd like to thank Christina, our awesome producer, tonight for two of my favorite songs. Great work.
If to be honest, they're also my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah, good. Yeah. So isn't it funny how music crosses generations?
It is. And, you know, it reminds me, you know, I get so tired of listening to the radio, satellite radio, when I'm driving. You know, when we drove a few years, we go back and forth, and it's just junk, right? It's not even news. It's commentary, right? So So what I do in my truck when I'm driving around, I listen to The Bridge.
Oh yeah, The Bridge. Yeah, yeah. Sure. That's an old man's. That's a man up channel on Sirius.
Oh yeah,
I like The Bridge.
Earth, Wind and Fire, Steely Dan. You know,
the Eagles. How
the
could
Eagles.
You? I love the Eagles, man. Love them.
Everything you heard growing up and is still great music.
Oh yeah, heck yeah. That's what it's all about. And you know, I think it's really telling when you can take something that was recorded 50 years ago and you're seeing someone Christina's age or even younger, singing along and tapping their feet to it. You're like, dang, I knew this was a damn good song. Look at that. I mean, it is just good.
And it has been our whole life.
Has been our whole life. I remember my mom had one of those long stereos that were like 8 feet long, made out of wood, with a turntable on top of it, and the speakers that were built in, you know what I'm talking, and with an 8-track tape player in the top where you could stick an 8-track in it. And, we used to listen to, the Eagles, of course, but a lot of, Linda Ronstadt, Jackson Browne, and all of those fantastic artists that are aging, right? I mean, Jackson Browne hardly tours. Linda Ronstadt not touring anymore. She's ill, obviously. The Eagles on their final 10 times farewell tour, which, hey, whatever, man. If they come back, I'll go again. Right? I love the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. I was actually, last weekend, as you know, I drove to Utah for that show over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 10.5-hour drive, and I'm driving along, and, up comes a Carole King song, and I just got the vision of when I was a kid putting that Carole King vinyl on the record player.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no.
Didn't Boy George and the Culture Club redo that song?
Yeah. Who they?
Just asking.
Yeah, likely.
Just asking for a friend. That's all.
Yeah. I didn't know you listened to Boy George anymore, but that's fine, Ted.
When I'm not listening to George Michael and Wham, I listen to Boy George. What's the problem?
No problem. All good music.
It's fantastic tunes, man, from the '80s. So, all right. You and I have some trips coming up.
We do. Turkey season's just right around the corner, literally.
Right around the corner. The National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet takes place on March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. You can text me if you want to figure out where to get tickets. Of course, we're doing all the guns there. We're going to be hauling them down and managing the raffle and hauling them back and locking them up. So that's going to be fun. In addition, we've got our Jake's Youth Turkey Hunt this year, the Karen Stout Memorial Youth Turkey Hunt, which we're all excited about. I think we have 18 junior hunters this year and 18 mentors, or hunt leaders we call them, to take them out and see if we can get them a bird on opening day. And then you and I are going to be traveling a little bit together, I guess, throughout the entire season. I think we're going to start sometime in the early April, and then finish up in May or June, right?
Yeah.
See if we can knock out a few states.
Easter Day.
Yeah, we're heading
there
out.
Won't be an Easter bunny in the picture, but hopefully there'll be an Easter turkey.
100%.
Easter Tom.
That's right. And hopefully we'll get Utah and Colorado done this year. That'd be fantastic. We're on for those of you who are listening, Perry and I have been on a journey to get a turkey in 49 out of 50 states. The only state we won't be hunting in is Alaska. I think Perry's up by one or two states on me now because of some trips he took without me. I cried a little, but whatever, Perry.
Yeah, but we're both right about almost halfway, so we're doing well. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting there.
For being into it just about, what, 4 years or so?
4 years. But no, we both started early in life. I got Ohio in 87.
Yeah, I mean, but as far as actually making it a target, we really haven't made it a target.
It's been a few years, but not too many. We've really, we've been hitting it hard though.
Yeah. You know, I knew sometimes more than we should.
Yeah, I knew we were going to run out of patience from our wives before we ran out of money to do it. And slowly but surely, that is becoming a reality, isn't it?
That's called being a responsible adult when you run out of patience from your family before you run out of money.
Absolutely, man. And then you care about it. That's what's important. You care about it. I know. I'm very sensitive to it now, especially since, you know, I got Man Up, the radio show. I've got hockey. I've got, you know, NFI. I'm out of town 3 or 4 nights a month for teaching down in other cities. I'm going to Davis here directly, and Seth will be down in Butte County teaching down there. And so, you know, I'm sensitive to it because I got a great wife, and so do you.
Yeah.
And we're lucky men.
Lucky men, and you know, it's there really is not any difficulty at all being busy.
I mean, oh, no.
If you're not busy, you're looking out the wrong window. That's
oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I like being busy. But you know what? We're programmed that way.
Yeah, that's right.
We're programmed that way. Yeah, you if you ask my boys, they'd be like, no, Dad, people aren't supposed to work all the time.
Yeah. And it's really not work all the time. It's just on the go all the time. You know?
That's a difference, yeah. I don't work all the time, but I am on the go all the time.
Work will wear you out. There's no doubt about it if you don't enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
You don't make any progress at it.
So. Yeah. I had a great class today, by the way.
Good for you.
You know, renewals are like old home week for me.
Yeah, yeah.
All my friends are there. I mean, I've been teaching them for 15 years, right? They come through and we catch up and, you know, we all look a tiny bit different from year to year for every 2 years, you know, but we figure it out.
And you get to see whatever new weapon they have that they're putting on their permit. Right?
Oh, yeah. We get to look at a lot of guns, yeah. The ones we like, the ones we don't, you know, mostly we like them all. But, you know, the one good thing about California rationing these guns is that people don't have access to every junky gun on the planet.
No.
They only have access to the guns that a manufacturer can afford to get in here in the state, which is mostly the big manufacturers. So you don't see a lot of guns come in that aren't real reliable, you know, or you know, don't have a great warranty, you know, all the big ones, Ruger, Smith.
You know, name brand stuff, Kimber. Huh?
Yeah. But that's not the same in every state.
No.
I mean, in some states, I can make a gun myself. You wouldn't like it, but I could make it. And, you know, I'm not putting
it might shoot frontwards or backwards. You don't
know. You just don't know, right? So that's one. Actually, I just can't believe I picked out a silver lining on the California gun rationing scheme. That's a silver lining. Is that the guns are pretty decent normally.
Yeah.
You know, and of course we've got, I think about 50, maybe not 50, maybe 30 new guns on the roster. Just since the summertime.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, California lost another court case that they paid, you know, I'm sure millions of dollars to litigate of taxpayer money that they just lost.
Millions of our dollars, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. But, I mean, you know, the SIG 365, love that. The Hellcat, love that. The new M&P Shield, love that. The Compact Shield, which is a bigger shield, love that.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of nice guns come in on the pistol side, on the handgun, on the concealed carry side. You know, it was a long time when we were just stuck with revolvers, whatever small Kimbers you could get, which isn't hardly any. Yeah. The Ultra Carry 2 is the only real, you know, viable option for concealed carry. I mean, except for those of you who are listening to the Man Up that are real men, you know, that are carrying full-size G17s. You know who I'm talking about out there.
Yeah.
Ricketts. I'm talking about you, Ricketts.
Yeah, you have a bigger back pocket than I do.
Yeah. Well, you just, you know, I got an old back, so I don't want to carry 38 ounces around with me. Actually, a G17 doesn't weigh that much. It's in the early 20s, but loaded up, it's probably 28, 29 ounces. But like the SIG 365, I just weighed it yesterday. You've got one now.
I do.
You just went and bought one for me. And it weighs 17 ounces.
Nice.
That's pretty nuts, right?
It's really nice, yeah.
Loaded up, it weighs 22 and change. I weighed mine. I took a new one out of the case and weighed it. Then I took mine out of my holster and weighed it. And that mine has an optic on it, so that's a, you know, an ounce more or whatever, but it's 22 and change to carry this gun around. That's not very much.
And that's with the optic on it.
That's with the optic on it, yeah. And a full magazine of 10. So, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty darn good.
That's really good.
But so we've got all of those based on the Bruin decision that the Supreme Court handed down in June of 2022, which made California go back and relitigate all these cases that they had already ruled on.
And cry some more.
Yeah, they started losing.
Yeah.
They started losing because it didn't make any sense. So now those guns are starting to come in. They still have safeties, and they still have magazine disconnects and loaded chamber indicators and, you know, stuff that they think is safe. I'm not going to argue that at this point. Bottom line is, at least you got some new firearms in, correct? Yeah. So that's pretty nice. So, the idea that, oh man, we even talked about the election.
Coming up.
Oh, I already voted. Did you vote?
Yeah. No, but I'm on. My wife, you know, Julie just got back tonight, so we're definitely, doing her.
Don't throw your sticker away.
No.
I want it if you're not going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
going to put them on my hats.
Ah, there you go.
I voted.
A voted hat.
I got an I voted hat, yes. And so, if I in the front on the patch and I voted on the side.
So
don't blame me.
Yeah. So the one thing that, you know, the other day I was driving down South Market Street, 273 there, and there's a bunch of, gosh dang it, for lack of a better description, uneducated looking middle aged adults and a bunch of old folks carrying the recall cry signs.
Oh man, yeah, I know.
And I'm like, what?
Dang,
what?
That was harsh, Perry.
Yeah. What are you thinking? I mean, do you even know? You know, what? Why are we? Why do they want to recall him?
They don't know. They have no reason. And it's a microcosm of what's going on with Trump. You know, I mean, whether you vote for Trump
absolutely.
Or not, you can't let someone just drag someone through the coals like that inadvertently because you don't like them.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. You don't like them.
The guy won. I don't care if it was by whatever, 90 votes or 900 votes.
Someone told you that it was only by a few votes? Because that's what they told me too.
Yeah, like, that's whatever. What they told us, but who cares?
I'm a sports fan. One point's all you went by.
Yeah, one. In some games, it's a half a point.
That's exactly right. Hey, you know what? It just... You've got to be able to filter the idea that all information you get is just not true. And we'll talk about that after this break because I do want to talk about that, the information you get and how we make decisions based on it.
And how you have to investigate yourself and use common sense.
Absolutely. Ted Leidy and Perry Kremins, man up. Be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Yeah, I got me some Kiss going up on it, on up in here, Perry.
Oh yeah,
are you a Kiss fan?
I'm not all the way, but I was there, you know, when Kiss was around and listened to it for sure.
Perry,
know?
What does not all the way mean?
You
weren't a fan. You didn't know him, but you liked him.
I didn't go to a Kiss concert. How's that? I did go to an AC/DC concert. So.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm a Kiss fan.
Eddie Money,
my buddy
Sammy
Mike,
Hagar.
My buddy Mike Freud is the biggest Kiss fan on the planet. So I got to say hey to Mike because Christina played that song. That's also my wife's favorite Kiss song, by the way. So good job, Christina. One more time. Good work.
Yeah, there we go.
So we were at breakup. You know, you were talking about the cry recall, which is nothing more than an example of what can happen in your community when you have people that don't filter and don't think, right? I promise
or
you.
Or themselves.
Right. Well, I'm gonna tell you about this, right? Somebody's thinking in that group, but not most of them.
Yeah.
Just like everybody on one side of the aisle, someone's thinking, but nobody else. There's got about one or two people thinking.
Yeah.
In this community, you got one or two people thinking in that group, and they got an idea of what's happening. They got an idea of who they're going to run if Cry gets recalled. They know who they're running.
Yeah.
Of course they do, right? But that's neither here nor there, because I might say, oh, I like that person. I would vote for them, all right? I mean, I know lots of people in the community I happen to know who ran against Cry very well, and she's fantastic. I mean, I like her. But Cry won, and Cry's our supervisor, and that's just how it's going to work. Until
how it should be.
Until he runs for re-election. When he runs for re-election, you do what you want to do. But I was talking to you before the break about this dude that I found on YouTube. Now, to our listeners, his name is Tony. Oh, I stand corrected. His name is Andrew Bustamante, right? And this guy purports himself to be a CIA spy. He's got this trippy look about him. He's got this, like, all this long curly hair. It's all pulled back. He's obviously in shape. His beard is fantastically well trimmed. I mean, you know, Perry, you know I'm totally hetero, but that dude looks pretty good, right?
Dude, GQ all the way.
Yeah, he's totally GQ. And he purports himself to be a CIA spy, World War III. I mean, talking about World War III and all this other crazy stuff. So anyway, you know me, I can't sleep. My wife's asleep next to me. The cat's between us. And I'm watching YouTube with closed captions, so I'm not waking her up. I mean, it might be on a little bit low so I can read their lips, but mostly closed caption. And I'm watching this dude talk to, he's all over YouTube, by the way, Andrew Bustamante is his name. And he's talking about the way, as human beings, we make decisions or we solve problems. And because we're beings on the planet that are naturally inclined to save energy, do things as easy as possible, be efficient as possible, and just basically live on the planet in what could be the harshest conditions, right? So we have to use economy of force, save our warmth, make decisions quickly and efficiently. What happens is our brain hears something and it automatically goes to the easiest solve we know, which is emotion. We learn emotion at a very young age, right? We're still in diapers on our back when we learn emotion. So the brain learns emotion so well that as soon as we hear something, we want to provide an emotional response to it, and to a very good portion of the population, that's their decision. That's the problem solve. What they've heard, what someone's feeding them, is how they solve a problem. So they're like, okay, that's my decision. Without thinking about it, that's the emotion that they work with. You've heard, oh, it's all about your feelings. That's exactly what this dude is talking about. He goes, of course, we're human beings. That's how we are going to solve problems or make decisions is based on emotion about 90% of the time. How else could you ever in a million years? And it's how the CIA and it's how all these other government agencies will manipulate people into thinking one thing or another, right? For instance, I'm going to give you two for instances. Who do you think would vote for Gavin Newsom in your life? Who would vote for him? If they spent one night at a dinner table with him, would you ever vote for him for anything?
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't leave him
the dinner bill.
I wouldn't leave him in my garage with my tools alone.
No.
Right? Dude is a criminal. He's a snake, right? But he is good at the system. And so he takes his narrative into these inner cities where they have millions and millions of people that will vote for him, and he floats them a problem, blames it on somebody else, and those
and
people...
he is their solution.
He's their solution, emotionally, because they make decisions without filtering them. Boom, there they are. They made the decision. They look at the dude. He's handsome, right? He's not as handsome as Andrew Bustamante. We would both agree with that. But he's handsome, right? He's got that kind of scraggly voice like he's been burning packs of cowboy killers his whole life, right?
And slick talker.
Slick, yeah. He's slick as hell. But when we see that, because we've been solving tough problems our entire adult life in business or in the military or whatever, we automatically go, I hear you, but I need to hear some more.
That's not how my playbook works.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening closely, and what you're saying is just not ringing true with me right now. Yeah. But that's because he's trying to appeal to me on a level that I'm not used to dealing with, right? Yeah. I mean, I raised kids.
Yeah.
You cry? Too bad. Rub some dirt on it. Move out smartly, right? but that's how they get them to vote for people. And he was talking about that's just how the human mind works, right? I mean, you sock me in the eyeball, I'm automatically going to approach that from an emotional standpoint and be upset with you. That's what getting socked in.
I'm going to sock you back.
Right. That's what getting socked in the eyeball means. And of course, I'm going to sock you back. A complete emotional response. But if I thought about it, Christina's here and she saw you sock me in the eyeball. I got a witness. I'm going to be blind in that eye for at least the rest of my life, maybe two, and you're going to pay me for the eyeball once I get you in court and I get some good attorney that's going to take me pro bono. But I'm not thinking about that because I'm a sock in the eye. That's an emotional
immediate
response.
Emotion, yeah.
Sure. That's the most efficient way to solve that problem is to sock you in the eyeball back. So at the end of the day, that's how they manipulate us and everybody around us. So that's my first example. Here's my second example. I was watching, I can only take it in moderate doses, Fox News this morning. And,
commentary.
I saw the dude, that always wears the do-rag on his head. You know what I'm talking about? The Democrat that wears a do-rag on his head? Oh. I forget his name. I try not to learn him. But
Baskin, is that who it is?
Yeah, that's exactly who it is. Man, Perry, I'm impressed.
Yeah, he's annoying. He's very annoying.
Yeah. And he was talking about, the Biden case, the Hunter Biden case and all that stuff. And guess what he went right to? Directly went to it. One of those witnesses had a connection to a Russian intelligence agent. And so we're pretty sure this is all Russian disinformation. And I'm like, oh my God, it's deja vu for me. It's like Groundhog Day. People, do you remember when he said that way back when? And of course it was untrue.
Yeah, 2000, even when Hillary said it in 2016.
But it was in the same case. It was a Hunter Biden case when he got busted with them great photos, right?
Oh yeah.
And left his laptop because he was so stoned he probably didn't remember where he left it. He left his laptop someplace. They exposed all of this stuff on a hard drive, and the first thing that was said, because it was during election year, was, oh, that was Russian disinformation. Now I got the same party standing on national news telling people that's just Russian disinformation. The same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you believe that all of this is Russian disinformation, you are simple. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're a simple person.
Well, they're just working right back on your fast twitch emotion.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All of those people are like, I knew it. Not only did Putin kill Navalny in prison, which is true, by the way. Now they're trying to get, now they're meddling in our election politics again. Look at them go. I knew it because they can't be wrong.
No.
It's worse to be wrong than it is to think about what you were right about the first time, right? I mean, it totally is. Nobody wants to say they're wrong. Now they're right again because they got their solve. Their brain went to the easiest spot, which was, hey, I knew it.
Yeah, it's the Russians again.
It's the Russians again.
Putin, it's his fault. Just like they're trying to tell us that Putin's got something on Trump, that he's making Trump make all these decisions. Well, Putin endorsed Biden. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's who would Putin rather have in office?
But you know what? I gotta tell you, they're pretty smart people, because there's no way on the planet that you could ever validate that claim, because
not a chance.
They're Putin and none of his intelligence agents are talking to you. Yeah. So not only are you simple because you believe that, but you're also simple because there's no way to validate it.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't want to have anything that you have to research.
No, it's too hard. Yeah. The brain says, no, I don't want to do that. What's the story?
Yeah.
What's the story on that?
It has to be right. It was right. It was the same thing 4 years ago. It has to be right.
Yeah. Absolutely. We all knew it, right?
Yeah.
All right. That was a fun 15 minutes.
I like that. And it's the bottom line is, you know, people just need to think for themselves.
Filter it, man. Use some common sense.
Filter and say, hey, let me check this out. And who cares if you have to go back and forth to five different sources? You know, use your common sense and say, man, this doesn't sound right. I mean, we're all adults.
Absolutely. All right. Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Kremins, and Carl Bott. We will be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
All right, welcome to Man Up. Welcome back to Man Up. It's your favorite Thursday of the month here with Ted Leidy and Perry Kremins. We got a caller. Caller? Carl?
Hey, my brother.
Yeah. Okay, Carl. got me at a loss here. Carl, what's happening, man?
Who's this?
This is Ted Lighty. Is this the famous Carl Bot?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I only know you because of your wife, Linda. Yeah. She's famous. Yeah, she's the famous author, right?
Well, you know what? It's not only that you have to run a statewide weapons firearms instruction school. It's not only you're having to do battle with Sacramento, bless their hearts. It's not only that you've got 100 other things doing, but your partner, for some reason, I've down in Chico all day, came back, and I would have bet money that our show was next week.
Dude, you know how I roll, right? I don't need orders to continue the mission. I just show up and do it.
Yeah, so I've been home for a while, and then Christina called and said, "Where's Michelle Slade?" And that just put it completely out of my mind. I said, "No, I think it's in Joy tonight." And so I just totally, what do we say in the military? I can't say it.
Don't say it on the line, because I was just talking to Perry about his language on break, and that'll get us kicked off the air. So you can't do it either,
Perry.
It was not language. It was terminology.
Yeah, that's a difference.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any poor language. But Carl, I'll take the blame, because usually I send out a text.
Yeah.
Because I'm like you. Is it this Thursday? I usually send out a text on Tuesday and ask, and I didn't do it this week because I just took it for granted.
Well, see, this is what happens when you assume. Make an ass of me and an ass of me.
That's right. I just do this
every day, right, for 14 years. Every day. Monday through Friday. And you would think that I would know the difference between the fourth Thursday of a month and the last Thursday of the month.
Well, and we only have, it's leap year, so we have 5 Thursdays in February. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It only happens. It's rare. It's my fault.
No, it is no big deal. We've been having a good time, Carl. I figured you just wanted the night off and you trusted us. Although I don't know if that's a good decision or not.
Yeah.
We've been having fun. Christina's been taking care of us.
Well, she's my Ukrainian warrior princess.
Oh, she is a warrior. And she's picked nothing but good bump music.
How do you like the front window there?
Oh, I think the front window's awesome. Yeah. I think you should just put a screen in it and leave it for the summer.
Yeah, no pun intended, but it's rocking.
Well, the police came by today.
Oh, the police came by today?
Oh, yeah, again. They were here last week.
Linda bail you out?
The guy they thought had done it. Once they started getting better pictures, it wasn't him, but then they found the guy. So now it's got to work its way again through the system.
Did they take fingerprints off the rock?
Oh yeah, he's a transient guy with a mental problem and a drug problem, just like the last guy they thought, thought had done it, and so they had turned him loose. But this one, now it's positive, but he's, they're interchangeable. They're interchangeable on our streets.
Oh yeah, don't get your hopes up about restitution, Carl. I doubt that's going to happen, brother.
I'm going to start taking a collection up. I'm going to go out there in front, and I'm going to play my harmonica with a little hat out in front, to pay for the window.
Oh yeah, you should get a mechanical monkey to bang the what are those things? Bang the cymbals together.
Bang the little cymbal. We can't put a face to it, but a lady wrote us the most beautiful note in a card saying how much she appreciated the station and how it's so community-oriented and all. It's just a beautiful card. And she put $50 in it to help pay for the window.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. When you
Are you sure it
like
wasn't?
That, it's kind of...
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious. We got the card in there, and it's things like that that just, okay, somebody threw a rock through the window. It wasn't directed at us. It was just a person with a rock in their hand, and we were a target of opportunity.
Oh, but yeah.
That kind of thing right there, just kind of like, oh,
where did you find it? Where do you find a rock on Market Street?
I know
you had to bring it with you.
they did. And did you see it over there on the table? Right. Look over there.
Christina. No, yeah, you're right. That's about as big as your foot. She said it's about as big as my foot. I'm like, yeah, that is about as big as your foot.
That's just part of it. It broke. It broke. Part of it broke off.
Wow, that is nuts.
So that's what's left. That's
that was on Super Bowl Sunday. That is that. You know what? That should be an add-on charge for doing it on Super Bowl Sunday. But you know what? You know what, Carl? You won your Super Bowl bet when we were over there. So guess what? You can pay for it now. You can afford it because you did not vote against Mahomes like I did.
You never bet against. You give me 2 points to Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, not vote.
You know what? When you were betting against him, I just thought, now here's a guy that he plays the odds so well, and he's betting against Mahomes with a 2 point edge. I thought, well, if it was grenade, I would have thrown myself on it in front of you.
I'm a homer, man. I just refused to do it. I wanted to see the Niners win so bad. Like, I'm not a huge NFL fan, but I do like Brock Purdy's story. You know, he has a great story. Wouldn't it have been great to see the last person picked in the 2022 draft win the Super Bowl in just 18 short months? I mean, that would have been fantastic. But I shouldn't have voted against Mahomes. I should have bet against Mahomes.
Ideally, what would have the ideal ending would have been the 49ers win by one.
Yes, because you would have won your bet. I would have won. I would have lost my bet, but the Niners would have won, and that would have been fantastic.
Yeah, see, that would have been perfect.
Wasn't that fun, though, last weekend when we went to the Super Bowl in Reno?
Did we have a good time?
Oh, my goodness. We got our boots shined. Everything. I mean, it was just fantastic. We had a good dinner.
It was great dinner.
That was fun. Hey, Carl, I've been talking on the show about this dude named Andrew Bustamante. Have you ever seen him? Have you ever heard of him on YouTube?
No, well, I'm not sure. I don't think so. Okay. Maybe I have. Tell me who he is.
He's a purported CIA spy. I'm gonna give you the, I'm gonna give you the search term to put in YouTube so you can find this 3-hour interview with him.
Okay.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting to say the very least. So, the dude's channel he's on is called Impact Theory.
Okay.
Impact Theory and just Andrew Bustamante, and I'm sure it'll pop up as the number one interview.
I do have one thing. I hope you've talked a little bit about what Sacramento, bless their hearts, are doing to the instructors in California.
Oh, we mentioned it, but, you know, we've been trying to keep it light. I only stabbed myself in the leg with a butter knife 4 times on this show, because it's really, really sad. Yeah, and I was a renewal all day, so I'm tired of talking about it.
Yeah, there's no way that you're going to convey the impact to, unless it is to an instructor.
What I'd like to do, if you get some time next week, I know how busy you are trying to take the place of 12 other people right now. But if you get a chance, we ought to come on and talk about it. Man, maybe get Brett or something. You know?
It's ridiculous. And, and call Sam up and have him call
have
in.
Him and you. Yeah, maybe, next week we'll get some time and then have Sam be a guest and you be there.
Yeah.
And just, you know, because this isn't just affecting us up in the North State. This is everywhere.
Well, I just checked my calendar. I'm in town all week next week, so.
Great.
You let me know when it's going to happen. I do got some stuff going on. Let me take a quick look and then I'm going to.
We'll
set up some time. Oh, I got a picture here at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, so guess what?
Well, maybe we can do it on Tuesday, then.
That would be fantastic.
We'll go from there.
Yep.
Hey, I do want to say thank you again for this, and you've run out of time.
Almost. Yeah. Christina's letting us go over because, you know.
1 minute.
She just showed me the board, 1 minute.
there you go.
I almost bragged on you, Christina, that you were letting us do what we wanted, fine.
Thank you too for rescuing me and doing such a great job.
All right, brother, I love you, man. I can't wait to see you next week.
I love you too.
All right.
Yeah,
see you soon.
And Terry, you take care of yourself, okay, buddy?
Absolutely, Carl. Can't wait to see you again.
Yep. Tell Linda we said hey.
We will. All right. Take care.
All right, Perry. It's been nothing but fantastic being here with you tonight on another edition of Man Up.
And Christina, thank you very much.
Christina, thank you so much for having us.
Thank
it was
you
great.
For your my company. It was really interesting.
Yep, thank you.
She's being nice by using that interesting word.
It's that European wit. Do you hear it? It's that European wit. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, we're going to sign off for another month. Thank you for listening, and go enjoy this good weather this weekend. It's Ted Leidy and Perry Cremins. I want you to man up.
And vote.
And vote.